Welcome to Diabetes Focus, saving lives through diabetes information, education, and support. Hyponatremia by Christine Munger. This episode is brought to you by Replace Diabetic in the interest of education, awareness, and support. For those keeping an eye on blood sugar levels, Replace Diabetic is your tasty, low GI meal replacement, endorsed by Diabetes South Africa and the GI Foundation. Visit replace.co.za for more information. Christine Munger explains what hyponatremia is and looks at hydration and low sodium and fluid replacement during exercise. What is hyponatremia? Hyponatremia is a condition characterized by a low blood sodium level lower than 135 millimoles per liter. Sodium is an essential electrolyte that helps to regulate fluid balance, blood pressure, and muscle and nerve function. Hyponatremia creates a hypotonic environment, less sodium in the bloodstream than in the cells, leading to water entering cells, causing them to swell. This is extremely dangerous for brain cells. People living with diabetes who experience severe hyperglycemia, high blood glucose, over an extended time are susceptible to hyponatremia. The elevated glucose in the bloodstream increases serum osmolality, which causes water to move from the cells into the bloodstream, diluting the sodium level. This is known as osmotic diuresis. This is not exercise-related. Exercise-associated hyponatremia, EAH. EAH is hyponatremia experienced during or up to 24 hours post prolonged physical activity. Endurance athletes in most sports are at risk. Some articles cite an incidence of 2 to 7% among participants. EAH is a preventable condition. The primary cause of EAH is overhydration with water during activity. Drinking excessive amounts of water and hypotonic drinks dilutes the sodium concentration in the blood. Common in endurance athletes who drink water without supplementing electrolytes. Excessive sweating, especially in hot and humid conditions, causing sodium loss, is a secondary cause of EAH. Risk factors. Prolonged exercise duration, usually longer than 4 hours, such as marathons, triathlons, and multi-staged events. Slower-paced athletes tend to drink more fluids over a longer period, increasing their risk of EAH. Overhydration, drinking too much fluid during exercise. Hot and humid weather conditions can increase sweat rate and sodium loss, increasing the risk of hyponatremia when exercising. Older age is a risk factor because many of these individuals take medication that can interfere with electrolyte imbalance, as well as decreased kidney function. Being female increases the risk due to body composition and hormonal influence. Females have higher estrogen levels than men, leading to water retention. Both high and low BMI are risk factors. Individuals with a low BMI tend to have lower sodium stores, which are easily diluted with excessive fluid intake during exercise. On the other hand, obesity is associated with conditions that alter fluid balance. Medications such as thiazide diuretics or water pills, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, some anticonvulsants, antipsychotics, and certain antidepressants. Increased secretion of antidiuretic hormone, or ADH, causes the kidneys to reabsorb fluid, resulting in fluid retention and sodium dilution. ADH secretion is increased during exercise, particularly during prolonged or high-intensity exercise. Symptoms. Most cases of EAH are asymptomatic. For those who do show symptoms, headache, irritability, nausea, vomiting, and mild confusion are common symptoms, as well as impaired athletic performance. In more serious cases, swollen hands and feet, confusion, coma, and seizures can occur due to swelling of the brain cells. Difficulty in breathing may be a sign of pulmonary edema, fluid in the lungs. Weight gain is a significant and common symptom. Diagnosis. The only 100% diagnostic tool to test for EAH is a sodium blood level. The level will be below 135 millimoles per liter. This will be accompanied by a history of prolonged exercise and excessive fluid intake. Management. Mild cases of EAH can be managed by restricting fluid intake and giving the body time to naturally excrete water through urine. The intake of small amounts, say 125 milliliters, of salty solutions, such as concentrated broth, or salty foods like salted pretzels, will assist in rectifying the sodium level. In severe cases, individuals will require medical assistance. They will receive an intravenous hypertonic saline infusion to restore the sodium balance. Prevention. To enjoy safe exercise and prevent EAH, the best rule is to drink to thirst. Many sports events offer too many water stations. Uninformed athletes will drink at every station. Supplement fluid intake with salty snacks, pickle juice, electrolyte-rich sports drinks, or gels. Weighing yourself pre- and post-activity can be a good indicator of EAH. If your weight has increased, there is a high chance that you have EAH. The Comrades Marathon, an iconic South African ultramarathon, is a prime example where overhydration can easily happen, with water stations being available at intervals as close as 1.8 kilometers to each other. For people who have diabetes, maintaining glucose levels between 4 to 10 millimoles per liter during sporting events is important. The take-home message here: drink to thirst.